This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And Michael Harrison is with us, the editor of Talkers Magazine, the industry talk radio Bible, essentially a big expert on the talk radio format. And of course, you heard him earlier this morning on with Doug Steffen doing the talk radio countdown on the Good Day program. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, we appreciate you spending some time with us. I know it's been a very busy time for you, and we wanted to talk about the passing of Jim Bohannon last Saturday. You got to do what I believe was the last interview of him just ahead of when he announced that he would be stepping down from the show, and it was only four short weeks later until he passed away.
Yeah, he was amazing in the last stages of his battle against esophageal cancer, which is a devastating disease, and he was suffering and obviously rapidly fading. He hung in there, did the interview with me with complete cogent faculties, did a final program on his show, which he also handled beautifully, and was a champion right to the last days.
And, you know, last Saturday when you announced his passing, I was in the office working, had my email open for something, and looked away from the screen for a moment to grab something off the printer. And I saw that you'd put out an email, and I thought, that's kind of odd that he's emailing on a Saturday. And then I saw the word Bohannon, and I just about lost it.
Yeah, we put out the we were the first ones to break the story. You know, when you say I put out an email, that was a Talkers magazine bulletin blast went out to 30,000 of our readers around the country in the industry. And even though everybody on the inside who knew what was going on expected that he would be passing soon, it still came as quite a shock.
You know, it's amazing. I remember not specifically the day, but I remember the first time I heard him. I was doing, you know, music radio in my 20s, but I had started listening to Larry King periodically at night because I would stay up late. And then one time on the weekend, had the radio on, and here's Jim Bohannon. And I remember instantly thinking, this guy's got an incredible voice. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he did. He had a great voice. You know, big, big voice, larger than life. But it was backed up with a very human person. It wasn't just a big empty voice, you know, with the empty suit. There was a human being behind the voice. And I remember the first time that I met Jim, which was back in the very early 90s at an event that Talkers Magazine organized for talk show hosts at the White House, put on by the brand new Clinton administration. It was amazing when I first met him. His figure was larger than life. He's a big, burly man, a handsome man, and with that big voice, just an impressive human being.
Well, he really brought a lot to the industry, and he really had, I think, a unique program that obviously lasted for decades. As much of the talk radio industry has tied to political things, one of the things I always appreciated about him was his ability to cover the news of the day and the political aspects of life. But you would hear these features periodically on tied into old cars or art or Hollywood folks. I mean, he really was one of, I think, the last sort of general talkers who was great at talking about anything.
You know, it's interesting you bring that up, because with the passing of Jim, we're losing one of the great bastions of old school talk radio. And when I say old school, I don't mean that as a disparaging remark. I mean that as a compliment, because so much of the great things about radio happened in past golden ages. And I think that radio would be well served to take stock of its great history and some of the things that made radio such an iconic medium that's lasted now over 100 years. Jim was an island. He was an oasis of that. And yes, he covered politics, which is, you know, basically what news talk radio has become, mostly politics, and in many cases, partisan politics. He handled the partisan politics with great even-handedness, but added to the mix. He added to the menu all kinds of interesting human interest stories and subjects that really made it a marvelous listening experience. And I hope that that does not die with the passing of Jim Bohannon, because I believe that that's a very important part of talk radio. It's even an important part of political talk radio. You want to know who the person giving you their opinion every day is. Well, what are their interests? Where are they coming from? Because when you know where a person's coming from, you put into perspective their political opinion in a much more meaningful way than you would if you just didn't know who they are.
You know, I've often wondered how many, and I say Rolodex, but who uses those anymore? But how many contact phone numbers that Jim Bohannon had? He seemed to be able to reach out to just about anybody.
Well, he had you have to understand, he didn't do it by himself. He was part of the Westwood One organization that has roots that go all the way back to NBC Network and before that to Mutual Broadcasting. He had that position for decades while the people he worked for changed. Not only did the individual administrators and executives change, but the companies changed. And he had tremendous longevity. But yeah, with a show that's based in Washington, D.C. and national, affiliates all across the nation and an organization of producers putting it together, you do develop a heck of a Rolodex, quote unquote. And they were plugged into everybody.
As we evolved KQEN into being 24/7 news talk about 15 years ago, and I was asked to weigh in on what programs I thought we should put where, immediately Jim Bohannon's came to mind. I double-checked the schedule timing. And one of the things we really always appreciated here, being on the West Coast, is that this was a live program, not talk from 6 or 8 hours earlier.
Yeah, that does mean a lot, doesn't it? And nighttime radio has suffered in general, the premise being that there aren't that many listeners as night as there are during the day. So radio companies tend to put their resources in the part of the 24-hour cycle that brings them the most bang for their buck. There was once a time when all 24 hours were considered important. So another thing that was old school talk radio that Jim Bohannon's show kept alive, and you were very smart in suggesting that your station run that show, as evidenced by its successful years and years of performance, is that it was a live show and that it was on the air at night in real time. There's something psychological, Kyle, about knowing that what you're listening to, just as the people listening to this conversation right now, in terms of your broadcast schedule, aside from maybe a podcast or a play later, play on demand, is that there's something when you're listening live, one, you don't know what's going to happen, and two, the magic of radio kicks in and you feel somehow, it's intangible, but it's true, you connect to it on a level that's unlike any other medium.
One of the things I really appreciated about Jim as we began the show, somebody early on made him available to me, got him on the air for an interview, and he would actually check back periodically and really, kind of develop that relationship. I'm not sure how many times I talked to him. I last interviewed him on the air in August. But I have to say I was a bit surprised because we're a small market in Oregon and, you've got hundreds of affiliates around the country and a lot of the other national hosts that we have you can't access. But Jim was very accessible and, he gave me his phone number 15 years ago and I've had it ever since.
Jim Bohannon, there was no such thing as a small market to Jim Bohannon. He had a relationship with each and every one of his affiliates, large or small, powerful or obscure, and he was known for that. He also treated everybody around him in the business and I guess outside of it as though they were very important. He had respect for the human condition and was without question one of, if not the most liked and admired individuals in the radio business by his peers in the radio business.
So in less than a year and a half, we have lost Rush Limbaugh. We've now lost Jim Bohannon. A lot of stations ran both programs, as did ours. How does that change the whole industry?
Well, it changes because industries and scenes, you know, this is an industry based upon an artistic community, a scene. It's like the music business or the movie business. It comes down to the human element. It's based upon the talent of the human beings that are creating it. And you can't just shrug your shoulders and go, well, you know, someone else will come along. You know, there never was another Beatles. There never was another Frank Sinatra. You know, there are certain things that can't be replaced. We can only hope that we keep the spirit of these people alive and that we remain open-minded and create opportunity for new talent to come. Otherwise, it's the end of an era. And we don't want to see that happen, but it's very fragile indeed. You're pointing that out. Yeah, the loss of Limbaugh, the loss of Bohannon, several other losses along the way. It reminds me of back in 1970 when I was playing rock radio. In 1 year, we lost Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, and Jim Morrison. They were never replaced. They're gone. And we have to be very, very sensitive and appreciative of the human beings that bring us pleasure and so much more in terms of the arts.
Well, while he is passed, he's certainly not going to be forgotten. Jim Bohannon, legendary talk show host, passing away last Saturday. Michael Harrison on. We're out of time, but Michael, thanks for getting connected with us this morning.
Thank you, Kyle. It was a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
8:42. This is The Morning Report.